This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wednesday, we were blessed to be joined by head coach of the UC Irvine Anteaters, Russell Turner. As we've been talking about all show, they were able to pull off the biggest upset of the tournament thus far. And joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline is Coach Russell Turner. Coach Turner, first of all, congratulations on the victory. It's got to be a pretty exciting moment for you and your ball club.
Yeah, thanks, Tony and Chris, for having me and UC Irvine on your show again. We are thrilled, man, but not surprised, I think. And, you know, this team is special in their competitive spirit and belief. And we came and performed. A lot of people picked us, which made what we did harder, I thought. Yeah. But we did it, and I'm really happy with this team.
I got to tell you, Coach Turner, when you came on Wednesday, when you got off the air, I looked over at Chris. I said, there's just something about his confidence as he was talking to us. Did you have something that you felt inside that made you feel like you knew this team had a good chance to go out and pull this off?
I mean, yeah, I just like these dudes. I mean, they're really competitive, and they're really driven, and they've worked hard to have this opportunity. And, you know, I got guys that I feel like, you know, are going to be better when the brights are light, when the lights are bright. And that's unusual, that combination. And they all seem to gain strength off of each other. You know, we played 10 guys today, and those 10 guys are all about good as each other. And a couple of our guys off the bench really stepped forward, had huge games, and our backcourt played great. So, you know, we got a formula that's worked for us. We got 17 wins in a row. I think all that's real.
Doesn't Coach sound like he may have coached a basketball game today?
And he definitely does.
Maybe had a word or two to say to the officials and his players along the way. Coach, you sound like you had a full day. I thought the key to the game, and they were definitely talking about it on the broadcast, I watched the second half, was your zone defense. Kansas State, not that they don't have great players, but I thought you kind of befuddled them a little bit, made them work harder for some of their shots, and your kids really played that zone well. I mean, almost Syracuse of the West-like, Coach. It was really well executed.
Well, thank you. You know, we've got really intelligent kids in our program, and we played zone. You know, a couple of years ago, we were almost an exclusively zone team when we had a 7'6" center. So we've been consistent in building, you know, the principles of that zone. And I thought we mixed in, you know, a diamond and one today along with that to keep them off balance. And Kansas State really missed not having Dean Wade, especially against the zone, because he's such an effective scorer and passer. I thought that we benefited from that. And, you know, Kansas State didn't make some key shots that they could have made to beat us. But I think we played the right percentages and got enough rebounds to win.
Coach Russell Turner joins us here, UC Irvine head coach on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Coach Turner, tell us a little bit about what goes into right after the game, right? I'm sure there's some scouting involved in your next opponent. How quick is the turnaround, you know, trying to put together a game plan for your next game in these tournaments?
Well, yeah, it's pretty quick. You know, luckily we were able to stay and watch some of the game between Wisconsin and Oregon. And we have a familiarity with Oregon. Yeah. They've got a great coach, Dana Altman, who happens to be a good friend of mine. We played them multiple times at Irvine and come down to the wire with them and nearly beaten them a couple times, but have never beaten them. But we've also never played them on a neutral floor. So we got some familiarity there and started to work right away. You know, we have an afternoon practice tomorrow, so this is not it's not unfamiliar territory for us. It's not that different than a conference road week, the first time through the conference when you're getting ready for new opponents. I know that we'll have a good game plan that we can work on tomorrow, and we'll be ready to play on Sunday.
God, that's about the same thing he said about before we played Kansas State. We played them once before. We know we can play with them. I like the sound of this, Coach. Last thing for me, Coach, I know you're busy and want to get out of there, but if you guys ever had a pickup game with your players' parents, grandparents, and relatives, there's nobody in the country yeah. that could beat you guys. I didn't realize you guys all had connections to Walt Hazard and to Doc Rivers and to Caron Butler and all these guys that have
pedigree.
The pedigree is fantastic for the Anteaters.
Yeah, it is, and that's been by design. I think the location we have is really attractive to guys who've been around the NBA and travel through where we are. I think my NBA pedigree, as an assistant coach in the NBA for 6 years, helps with the level of trust yeah. that those families, can have with me and our staff. And I really believe in players who grew up around the game because it's important to them. And they're likely to get better, and they're likely to be great workers, and they're also likely to understand the qualities they need to have as teammates to be really good. So we've targeted, those qualities, and I'm really thrilled that we've got each one of those guys. And it's a neat story, but all of our guys are like that. That's what's cool about our team. We sort of get energy from one another, and, Spencer is Doc's son. He's got a great voice in our team, carries some authority. And we're all kind of saying the same things and doing the same things. So it's giving us a chance to be good.
Well, Coach Turner, we're going to let you get out of here. Just know that 97.3 The Fan, Gwen and Chris, we're pulling big time for you. And good luck on Sunday. And
we don't even have to ask him to come back next week when he wins on Sunday, because I know a coach,
he's
not going to take any chances. If you win, I'm pretty sure we'll get lucky enough to talk to you next week. So I hope we get a chance to visit with you again.
Hey, let me give a shout-out, though, for my man Tommy Rutherford, who's from down there in San Diego. Tommy's a starter for us, was first-team conference player last year. He didn't have his best game today, but be on the lookout for him on Sunday.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Great. Right, have a great night. I think he's going to have a great night. He already had a great day. UC Irvine, the biggest upset story of the tournament so far. That's their coach, Russell Turner. They'll play Oregon on Sunday. It'll be a 12 versus 13 matchup. You don't get those too often.
No.
But certainly, because he said the same thing last time we had him on. He said, we played Kansas State already. We know what they do. We lost, but we feel like we can play with them. And then they beat him today. Now he just said the same thing about Oregon, that we played them and we lost. But we know we can play with them.
How about Coach Turner getting in some love for the San Diego kid he has on the squad?
Of course.
I like that.
Well, these coaches are always recruiting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're always recruiting.
That was Coach Russell Turner on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Save with a high-yield certificate account from SDCCU. For details, visit sdccu.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.